We're back to the Leader Podcast.
We're back to the Leader Podcast. Here we are. Cheers, bro. I'm waiting for you. You're over there like leaving me hanging.
Is it weird that I'm drinking Coke and not coffee?
No.
Fun fact, I'm not a coffee drinker. It's gross.
Ben said that too. Here he is drinking coffee now.
He is. Mm-hmm. You won't convince me. It has to have a lot of sugar in it or else I won't enjoy it.
So who here has something in their cup? Me, Kaylee, neither, both. Let us know. Was that a real slurp or a fake slurp? We're going to do Leader Shout Out Roulette. And the people who are whose names are in this are people who, as of today,
okay,
Monday, August 4th, which is our filming day, they have RSVP'd in GroupMe to the upcoming Leader Lunch. By the time this drops, Leader Lunch was yesterday. So, but at day of filming, these are our early adopter RSVPers. Because everybody else, you and Ben, starting tomorrow, are going to be reaching out and asking people if they'll RSVP.
Shout out to Stephen Wheeler because he already RSVP'd immediately.
Today, though.
Today.
That's not immediate.
Oh, not immediately.
We asked for it last week.
That's
immediate in response to the text sent this morning.
Thanks for being responsive.
You early adopters. Shout out to you. And so here we go. So your name is going to be in here. You're going to see it. And the winner of the shout out and something, which, by the way, you're in charge of figuring out what they win.
You can text
none
me.
Other
Let
than,
me know what you want.
No, they don't do that. So we just got to give them something.
Okay, sounds
something.
Good.
No, is none other than the one and only
Michelle.
Yay! All right, give her a shout out. Can you think of anything?
Michelle is always ready to help.
Oh, yeah.
I know that when she came, she wasn't even on our volunteer roster, but she was helping us out clear out the cabinets at the beginning of the year. That was a monster. Michelle, you helped us out immensely. And she's always ready to help out with connect groups, hello team, pick up donuts. She's kind of a jack of all trades
when it
comes to.
She goes and picks up donuts for us twice a month, at the store, brings them in, so hugely helpful.
And she, I don't know if you know this, but occasionally
she. Actually, maybe I will.
She's like a gift giver. She's very generous. And so she's made our hello team or our check-in team little Jesus bracelets a couple times.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a splatopus.
Splatopus?
Like a spatula platypus.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Is it in your home?
Probably. My kids took it. So I have no idea where it is. But shout out to you, Michelle. There's going to be something for you in the Leader Workroom.
You're awesome.
Check it out. So if you guys didn't know this, Kaylee is the single best listener. And so I wanted to talk just about the art of listening to anyone, but in particular students. So how do you, what's your go-to? Do you have a go-to phrase or question or thing that you feel draws out something interesting from students?
Well, this is kind of a second shout out. Kristen Wheeler was one of my Sunday school, as we called it at the time,
teachers.
Leaders.
Yeah,
kind of group leader.
Yeah. We all know what that means.
Yeah, and she was really great at asking really good questions. Mm. And so she helped disciple me as well as Michaela Bundy. Shout out to her as well. And
second shout out.
Second
it wasn't
shout out.
As much.
Third shout out.
Maybe Michaela, if you decide to join the team for real, we'll give you a real shout out.
Yeah. So I just knew from her asking me follow up questions, what kind of questions would make me think when it came to talking about scripture and things. But I recently talked with her. My first follow up question is okay, what are you interested in? What takes up most of your time? And I was asking that in a way of okay, what do you do at school? What do you do at home? When you're not in dance, do you read books? Do you watch TV? What do you do for fun?
Yeah.
What are you interested in? Really?
Then do you remember that?
When
the next week when they come back?
I do. I actually have a list.
Of course you do.
I have a list because we meet so many students and I don't have a specific connect group. It's really hard to remember exactly who's in what who's struggling with this, what's happening in their lives, how many siblings they have, questions I usually ask to get to know these students, just like I would with any other friend. I have a list on my notes app and it has students' names when I met them. If it was on a Sunday, I just say, Sunday, Billy Bob, he's in baseball, and we talked about how
that's crazy.
He got a new puppy.
That's next level.
So then the next time I see them,
like, here's the thing, like, right, like, the superpower with teenagers really is, like, if you just show, like, a basic level of, like, interest, like, you win.
Yeah.
Like, every time, like, we hang out with, like, people with, like, kids, like, I'm just, I don't know, because I'm a youth pastor, I guess, but, like, I'll always, like, talk to them or whatever, and they're like, you're so good with kids. I'm like, I just talk to them. Like, yeah. I don't know why, but, like, adults, like, just are weird around kids or don't want to talk to them, want to talk to the other adults or whatever. So just do it. And, you know, Kaylee's, like, has to get to know all the kids. But, like, you guys are responsible for the kids in, like, your area, especially if, like, you're a Connect group leader. So a list isn't, like, a crazy idea for a lot of you. Like, as you get new kids, like, make, if that helps you, you're gonna forget, like, make a list.
Yeah.
So how do you stay, like, interested when they're talking?
I just am. I mean, they're interesting. It's the whole commission is, you know, teaching them what you've been taught.
Yeah.
Letting them know who Jesus is and having, you know, having those conversations. And a lot of the reasons that these Connect group leaders and even check-in, all these other volunteer positions are here is because they want to have those conversations. Mm. And so, you know, you can't really talk to these students about those things if they don't know you care.
Yeah.
And so one of Michaela's famous lines that she's told me is they won't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Classic.
And so I personally, like, I know that they will not care what I have to say about them unless they know that I'm invested in their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're doing Connect group and stuff, even in our personal Connect groups, I know a lot of these volunteers can't be in Connect groups, but I know they have, like, Bible studies outside and have been a part of one at some point. The volunteers or the leaders that you really love are those that do life with you.
Yeah.
It's not just a, hey, I'll see you on Sunday and we're going to talk about Jesus, but I'm not going to ask you anything about yourself. I'm not going to ask you how you applied what we learned last week. Like,
yeah,
you see those people and you're like, okay, they care about my spiritual journey, but they don't care about me.
Yeah.
And so just listening to them, you know, hearing where they are in their faith walk, hearing what they're interested in. It's like exciting. I mean, some kid's going to come up and say, hey, I just made the team and I'm going to be genuinely excited about it because I remember when I was in seventh grade and finally made the volleyball team. Like, I was super excited.
Yeah, how you thought. That's great.
But to answer your question earlier, my go-to question first is, how'd you spend your week? Nice. Or how'd you spend your weekend? And Kristen's rephrasing of that is, how do you spend most of your time?
Nice.
Instead of those other specific and then that'll, like, eight other questions.
Draw that out.
Yes.
Sweet.
More open-ended.
All right, story time. You ready?
Story time.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, you taught. Mm-hmm. And it was on National, and you remember what day it was?
No, it wasn't Sugar Cookie Day.
No, remember how you were dressed up?
Oh, yes, National Gorgeous Grandparent Day.
So therefore, that meant you had to what? Teach while being dressed
like a grandma. Y'all, I was so excited. I am a theater kid through and through. So I took eyebrow filler and I made lines on my face. Yep. I took some baby powder, put it all over my hair, dressed up like a fancy grandma with, like, sneakers.
And that's how she taught.
And that's how I taught.
Ben, as you're editing this, if you have a picture, like, find one, put it on this, put it on here. I don't know if there is one out there or not, but
I'll try and find one for
you. So you're dressed like that, and what did someone tell you?
Well, I was at the front door, and I had a Tums, like, canister, and I filled it with high chews because I'm not giving kids Tums. And I had a voice, and this is literally what I did. I said, hey, you guys, would you like some Tums? And this kid comes up. I wish I had his name.
No, we don't do names, so it's
okay. We don't need it, exactly. So he comes up, and he kind of looks at me, and he kind of walks by, and I said, Tums, it's a Hi-Chew. Do you want a Hi-Chew? And I just, like, flipped back to regular because I could tell he was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, no, thank you. You look creepy. I was like, is it the outfit? And he goes, no, just you.
Just in general. Gotta love it. Teenagers, awesome. They're the best. All right, you ready to crash land this thing?
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.